Lakers lose to the Wizards 116-107, the final score. Laker fans, what happened tonight? Lakers now 36-26 on the season. Gotta be honest, was not expecting that type of night from the Los Angeles Lakers, was not expecting another loss here. They've lost three of their last four games since Anthony Davis came back. Not that I'm paying attention to that, just simply paying attention to the loss. Look, I'll give the Washington Wizards some credit. Yes, they're playing good basketball. Let me give the Washington credit some more credit. They got a great backcourt, Bradley Beal and Russell Westbrook. They've won, coming into this game, 10 of their last 12 games. We couldn't get a stop. Lakers could not get a stop against the Washington Wizards. Give up 31 points in the first quarter, 30 points in the second quarter, 29 points in the third quarter. The world is not going to end, but you know, watching a game like this where you expect the Lakers to just have a much better performance. I mean, I'm not here to make any more excuses for the Lakers. I'm really not. I've done that. I made those excuses, and there's reasons why I made them. LeBron and Anthony Davis both out of the lineup. But I think at this point, I was mentioning this yesterday on Lakers Talk, you reach a point where you look at this roster. There is so much depth on this roster. Anthony Davis is now playing 31 minutes. He's played 31 minutes in his last two games. Not expecting the Lakers to have really any more games like this. I was telling Michael coming in to the pregame show, where are Lakers slated right now in the NBA standings? They're slated at fifth. So they're fifth in the standings. Why would Dallas or Portland, why would either of those teams be a threat to surpass the Lakers for that number five spot? Laker fans, of course, as always, we want to get your thoughts on the game. So 877-710-ESPN, shoot us a call and give me your thoughts on this Lakers loss to the Washington Wizards. Your thoughts, obviously, on the game, big picture, or just on tonight's game. You could feel free to do so, 877-710-ESPN. Okay, I want to get through a couple things here. So when I talk about the NBA standings, and I'm one that's guilty now of spending some time doing this when it comes to standings. 2 weeks ago, I was saying that the standings don't matter, that it's not that big of a deal, that if you look at the standings and, okay, whether the Lakers end up in these six spots, they get in the play-in tournament, all good, it doesn't matter. That was kind of the thought process a couple weeks ago for me. That's changed. That's completely changed, and let me kind of continue to emphasize my point here. Lakers have, in my opinion, enough back to start doing some damage again. Of course, LeBron James, best player in the world. Don't get me wrong, Laker fans. I'm not sitting here trying to make a case that the Lakers, this roster without LBJ, is supposed to go 14-0. That's not the point that I'm trying to make. But what I'm trying to say is, look at the roster. There are a lot of talented players on this team. Washington is an Eastern Conference team hanging on to 10th place in the East, even though they're playing as good as they are. Okay, if the offense isn't going, let's say the offense isn't flowing for the Lakers, that's one thing. But how about the defense? Andre Drummond, KCP, Dennis Schroeder, Anthony Davis, got Montrezl Harrell coming off the bench, Kyle Kuzma, an improved defender. I know there's going to be games where we cannot depend just on the offensive end for the Lakers. I get that. And actually, I prefer it more when the Lakers are depending more on the defensive side. I heard Michael say this during the broadcast. Michael said that if the Lakers can start getting some stops on the defensive side, the offense will start flowing. And I was, everybody was waiting for that. I mean, I did the halftime report. I want to say Lakers were down six. And I was mentioning, I was like, all right, come third quarter, Lakers are going to turn this thing around. Third quarter came, Lakers were outscored by seven. So whether you're somebody that cares about where the Lakers sit in the NBA standings or not, whether you're somebody that's out there right now, you're driving around, you're listening to me, and you're saying, they just got to be healthy, whichever side of it that you're on. Fifth place in the Western Conference, 36-26. Dallas isn't playing amazing basketball. Portland certainly isn't playing amazing basketball, even though they're about to blow out the Memphis Grizzlies tonight. I want the Lakers to stay in that number five slot. Wouldn't you rather play the Los Angeles Clippers later in the playoffs if you have that option? I mean, the Lakers, this is a unique opportunity for them to avoid Utah, Phoenix, and the Los Angeles Clippers in the first round. I know there's going to be Laker fans out there that say, who cares, chest out, we'll play anybody at any time. But I think from a strategic perspective, it is nice to play some of these teams a little bit later in the playoffs, you know you're going to have to face them. I mean, nobody's sitting here trying to say that, oh, you're going to avoid a team. No, you're going to have to face the best of the best as we progress in the playoffs here. That obviously has not happened so far. 877-710-ESPN. I got a bunch of tweets that I want to read. I got a bunch of phone calls that I want to take. Before I do so, let's take a quick listen here to Andre Drummond. Andre Drummond was talking about practice has become their games, as in they don't have the luxury of doing all these practices over time. The games are literally part of their practice. Take a listen to Andre Drummond.
Just playing together more. I think that's really what it's going to come down to. There's not that much practice time left in the year, so our practice time is the games. So we just had to find ways to continue to get better. I mean, we show glimpses of how good we really can be, but it's a little inconsistent right now, but we'll find it. I'm not worried about that whatsoever. It's just going to take a little bit of time, and we'll be fine.
All right, that's Andre Drummond right there. Andre, by the way, Drummond, and this is the last two nights, in my opinion, for Andre Drummond, very quietly, 17-11. I actually like the way Drummond's playing. If there's one player that you know, I'm so looking forward to see when LeBron comes back for every reason that you can possibly think of. But I think Drummond will 100% benefit from that. All right, let's take a couple quick phone calls here. Let's start off with Jeremiah in Sacramento. Jeremiah, appreciate you calling in.
Hello, what's up? My thing is, I feel like Montrezl Harrell should get a lot more minutes for the simple fact that he brings energy, and sometimes the Lakers just lack that. And I believe you should get more minutes.
Jeremiah, I appreciate you calling in. Do you have another point there?
Right. No, that was my point.
Okay, Jeremiah, I'll say this. I talked about I spent some time with Michael in the pregame show. Now, we'll go on the Montrez front here real quick. Montrez should be playing between 20 and 25 minutes a night. He should be. So there's three centers right now. That's kind of all up in the air, question marks about there really isn't any more question marks. Drummond is going to play. He's going to be the starter. He's going to get a majority of the minutes, and then you're going to give Montrezl Harrell the rest of the minutes after that. I agree. He does bring energy. He's got to play about 25 minutes a night. I think between 20 and 25 is the right amount of minutes for Montrezl Harrell. I don't question that. But unfortunately for the Lakers, you know, I could look at some of these offensive stats for, you know, specific players. Got to get stops on defense. I mean, they were making Alex Lynn look like Hakeem Olajuwon out there. They're making Robin Lopez look like he was an unstoppable force. How do Lakers lose points in the paint and rebounding against the Washington Wizards? That's got to be a strength of the Lakers. All right, let me grab a couple more phone calls. Juan in Glendale. Juan, appreciate you calling in. What's going on, Juan?
Hey, see you, man. Hey, yeah, I just called, man. Hey, I hate to say this, man, but this Drummond pickup, man, it looks worse. This defense is horrible. I mean, if you look at the Dallas game, Powell looked like Will Chamberlain, and tonight you got Alex Lynn looking like Bill Russell or Shaq. I mean, and you know what? The scary thing is, even with LeBron coming back, mm-hmm. I mean, that's not something he can fix. So, I mean, just the overall chemistry, it's not looking good at all. I've been watching ball for a long time. I don't know. This does not look good. And it's up to Vogel to fix it quick.
Juan, I appreciate you calling in. All right, I completely – the part of when LeBron James comes back, I don't think he'll be able to fix it. We're talking about LeBron James here. I mean, you're going to see LBJ when he does come back. Everything will change with the Lakers. And I don't want to overreact, even though I probably sound like I'm overreacting. I don't want to overreact, but I think when you're in the middle of a specific game like we are against Washington, I had expectations. There's two of these last four games I had some high expectations for. The second game against the Dallas Mavericks, I really thought the Lakers were going to walk into Dallas, handle business, separate the, you know, from an NBA standings perspective, separate from where the Mavs are and the Lakers are. And then tonight, I thought they were going to come in against the Washington Wizards and do the same thing. That did not happen. I think there is some things you could talk about Drummond on the defensive side, but I will tell you I've actually been impressed with Andre Drummond the last couple of games. When Anthony Davis starts playing the five when we're in the playoffs, maybe some of that's going to go away. Alex Caruso not being in today's games because of back spasms certainly didn't help as well, so there's a combination there. 877-710-ESPN. More of your calls and your reaction to this Lakers loss to the Washington Wizards. As always, we want to hear from you. Plus, Got a couple clips I want to play from Lakers head coach Frank Vogel. We'll do that coming up next. Stay right here. This is the Pete's Out Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Here's Hachimura, driving towards the rim, tried to put it up, blocked by Drummond. Grabbed out of the air by Anthony Davis, ahead to Schroeder. Schroeder up the left side, top of the key, Kuzma. Down low to AD, slam dunk. Beautiful pass by Kuz. And it's 8-4 Lakers.
Obviously, early on in the game there, Lakers did not make it happen on the defensive end tonight. 116-107, they lose to the Wizards. The defensive play of the game is brought to you by Adriana's Insurance. Win and save on your auto insurance, and only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. We give you more options, unique offers, and exclusive opportunities to get the coverage you need at the best price. Visit SaveWithAdrianas.com today. Adriana's Insurance, more options, no contracts, just savings. Let's take a couple more phone calls here. Sonny in Inglewood. Sonny, what's going on? You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show. You there, Sonny? All right, let's go to Michael in Santa Fe Springs. Michael, what's going on? You're on the postgame show.
Hey, Alan, this is the situation. I think that Vogel is not taking responsibility for any of this as that's going on. Like Michael Thompson on the game said, these are not scrubs. He wouldn't go that far, but he's like, you know, Miami will run over any of these people in a heartbeat, and we can't even stay with them. Like, I'm not understanding why he's not saying, like, okay, so I can coach too. You can coach too if you had LeBron and AD and everybody out there. But when you don't, that's when the coach comes out. And I don't see it. I don't see adjustment. I don't see halftime, you know, here we come, anything. Like, I'm not seeing it. Am I wrong?
No, I think you got some there. Michael, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. 877-710-ESPN. Do you agree with Michael there that there should be more on coaches' responsibility to, you know, obviously get this Lakers team back on track? 877-710-ESPN. I'll say this. I made this point. This was a couple games ago. And you're not going to find a bigger fan of Lakers head coach Frank Vogel than me. There has been some times where other teams are making their adjustments. Use that game against the Dallas Mavericks as an example. First half, the second game against Dallas, Lakers were doubling Luka. They tried the same strategy in the second half. Obviously, Carlisle, whatever you know, the Dallas Mavericks did at halftime, they took that strategy and said, okay, that's what you're going to do. Sounds good. We're going to make sure that Luka Doncic gets the ball out of his hands as soon as possible. We're going to attack the rim. Lakers never made another adjustment. So I know how big and how key this is to have LeBron James back in the lineup. Of course it is. But the funny thing is Lakers went through a stretch where I thought they were playing some pretty good basketball without LeBron and Anthony Davis. AD has obviously been back now for four games. Lakers are 1-3. I think my expectations were different, and that's why I'm looking at this a lot different than I was. We mentioned Coach. Take a listen to Coach here talking about the drought for the Lakers on the offensive side.
Yeah, we just got in a funk in that second quarter and into the third, you know, and we'll look at the tape and figure out, you know, where we went wrong. You know, but we definitely had had some droughts that, you know, put us at a deficit and probably cost us the game. So, you know, just honor our work, continue to look at, you know, the ways these pieces are fitting together. And do better next time.
Coach, referring to that drought, so Lakers had 20 points in the second quarter, 22 points in the third quarter. So I highlight that because through those two quarters is where they lost a game. You had about half the game where the Lakers scored 42 points and were outscored total 17 points outscored in the second and the third quarter. I want to play one more clip here from Coach talking about the offense, not executing the offense. Take a listen to this, and then we're going to take some more phone calls.
You know, well, we've been banged up, and we've been reintegrating players and working in new players. And, you know, not executing always as well enough offensively as we need to, like we talked about earlier with the second and third quarter tonight. So, you know, you got to play both sides of the ball, and, you know, we'll continue to stick to the grind.
You know, I probably don't take it into consideration more when I hear Coach talk about the execution. When I hear Andre Drummond talk about we're literally using our games to practice, it's not normal, and a lot of teams are going through this in the NBA. The Lakers, the difference for them is their two main players have been out. LeBron's missed 20 games now. We know Anthony Davis missed 30, so we got to take that into consideration. I think what I take away from these last, you know, this last week or so, I think my expectations just started skyrocketing once Anthony Davis came back, and then the Lakers obviously 1-3 in that stretch. Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, appreciate you calling in. What's going on, Solomon?
Oh, I'm good, Alan. Thanks so much for taking my call. You know, a couple things, man. We're really tracking tonight because, again, this was one of those games where I think we really thought the Lakers were going to take care of business, like you said. Especially when you hear Anthony Davis got 26 points, I believe, you're kind of going, oh, well, then they won. And then they go, no, they lost. And one other point I wanted to make that you got to be a little bit careful of, don't get into this switch mentality. And what I mean by that is, well, don't worry, when LeBron gets back, we'll turn the switch. That may or may not occur. In the meantime, you still better start winning games that you're supposed to win, LeBron or no LeBron.
Solomon, appreciate you calling in.
Sure, man.
You know what I – it's funny that you say that switch that you're referring to. I think the part that I appreciated most with the last couple of months without AD, without LeBron James – and I've highlighted this on Lakers Talk or in the postgame show, whatever the case is. I've talked about it. I've said that it's the fact that the Lakers, they're not making any excuses that LeBron and AD are out. So they might not be winning every game and they're playing 500 basketball, but coach isn't making any excuses that those guys are out. The players aren't making any excuses that those guys are out. That's something that stuck out to me, you know, throughout this process so far for the Lakers. And I agree with you. You don't want to get into this trend of, well, when LeBron comes back, everything's going to be fixed. There's enough talent on this team. That's, I think, the point that I'm trying to make at the end of the day. Lakers are so deep, and LeBron is going to put them at a level that now they're, you know, one or two teams got a chance to even compete with them. And I know they're not at that level yet, but they're so deep that teams like Dallas and the Wizards and Orlando and coming up, you got Sacramento, Toronto, Denver. No, I don't think these teams are at the same level with the Lakers, even with LeBron James out. Let me squeeze in one more quick call. Joseph in L.A. Joseph, appreciate you calling in.
Hey, how you doing? I was just going to say, it's hard, you know, to watch right now, but like you said, when LeBron James comes back, I do believe everything will be okay. I'm really worried. If I'm worried about any team, it's the Jazz. And we beat Rockets, we beat Portland, we beat Denver last year. We were 52-19. We had the pedal to the metal last year. It's a different season for us. I think these guys are just, you know, trying to get used to when LeBron comes back and playing, you know, with LeBron when he comes back. They barely create their own shot. And, you know, I'm hopeful that it's just a different season. And when LeBron comes back, everyone's going to plug in and, you know, be hopeful. The only team I'm really worried about is the Jazz. They've been on fire this year playing like the Spurs, the old Spurs. And that's the only team I'm worried about at this point right now.
Joseph, appreciate you calling in. Thank you, man. Okay, I got a bunch of tweets that I want to read when we come back. And I'm going to play off one thing Joseph said. He said the only team he's worried about is the Utah Jazz. You know, the Clippers, by the way, if you look at the NBA standings right now, if Lakers were to drop down to the sixth spot, they'd play the Clippers in the first round. I don't know if I'm the only one on this. Would like to face the Clippers later on in the playoffs. Definitely don't want to play them in the first round. Give us your thoughts. Do you care whether you play the Clippers in the first round, or is this something that you prefer, like me, to face them a little bit later? 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Lakers lose to the Wizards, 116-107 the final score, 36-26 on the season. Washington, 28-34. Points in the paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint. Right now, local residents can take 40% off on factory direct high quality Vista Paint products. A Vista Paint team member will show you how locally owned, manufactured, and operated since 1956. Vista Paint. Lakers lose points in the paint, 62-54. That might be one of the surprises of the night for me. I just that's not something that I was expecting. I wasn't expecting Alex Lynn to get you 18. Robin Lopez had 8 points. It might have all came in the first half for him. I was not expecting that. Definitely wasn't expecting that. All right, I threw this question out to Laker fans. You could potentially now, if obviously over these final 10 games of the season, by the way, that's it, literally 10 games left in the regular season, and we're in the playoffs. If you fall to number six, which Dallas is a game and a half behind, and they have the tiebreaker, so you can't tie with them. Dallas took two or three from the Lakers. You could face the Clippers in the first round. So why do I bring that up? You really want to play the Clippers in the first round? I'd prefer that the Lakers and Clippers, who I think if both teams were healthy all season would be 1-2 in the Western Conference, if they could play each other a little bit further down the road. Let me read off this tweet here real quick. Biggie in Idaho, getting dangerously close to the bottom part of the playoff picture. Don't want to have a one-game elimination scenario. We need some momentum going into these last 10 games. I don't think I'm as concerned, at least I haven't been, about the play-in tournament anymore just because Portland was playing so bad, even though Portland is up 20 on the Memphis Grizzlies right now. So that will become what's a 2.5 lead for the Lakers will become two games. But what I'd like to avoid, if possible, is the Lakers not having to play such a competitive team in the first round. By the way, if Jamal Murray did not go down with his injury, there was no avoiding anything here. I mean, if Jamal Murray on the Denver Nuggets, if they ended up fourth place and Jamal Murray's healthy, that's a team that could come, you know, it would could put up the biggest fight in the Western Conference. So my preference would be you play Denver in the first round and you don't play the Clippers. Face the Clippers. That's fine, but face them a little bit deeper in the playoffs. Let me take a couple calls on this. Carlo in Santa Clarita. Carlo, what's going on? What do you think?
Hey, guys. So the last caller didn't even give the Clippers any love, but I would love to see the Clippers play the Lakers in the first round and just get this thing over with. The Clippers haven't been playing healthy with a healthy squad as well. They haven't had Kawhi for a few games, Serge Ibaka, Pat Beverly, and now with the addition of DeMarcus Cousins, I believe our team is stronger.
So I take it you're a Clippers fan. You're a Clippers fan?
I am, unfortunately.
Carlo, but I will tell you this, and by the way, it doesn't matter. You know, you could call in and state your opinion anytime. But I'll say this. I mean, even if you're a Clippers fan out there, you don't want the Lakers in the first round. Of course you don't. I mean, think about this, Carlo. The Clippers have never got past the second round. And here are the Clippers with a great chance to kind of make some noise in the playoffs. If you get LeBron James and Anthony Davis, that's the worst reward you can get in the first round. By the way, if it's not Lakers, it's going to be Dallas or Portland. Wouldn't you rather play Dallas or Portland in the first round?
I agree. I would play them first. But I think at this point in time, with our team chemistry with the Clippers, I think we can beat the Lakers in the first round. And our biggest challenges are really Utah and the Phoenix Suns.
I appreciate you calling in, Carlo. Thank you for calling in. Carlo thinks the biggest challenge for the Clippers is the Utah Jazz and the Phoenix Suns, not the Lakers. What is going on in this world? What has happened in this world for somebody to think that? 877-710-ESPN. I got a Clipper fan calling into the Lakers postgame show. If you're anybody in the Western Conference, you don't want to play the Lakers in the first round. You just don't. And that's the worst card you can possibly get in the first round. If you're Denver right now, and they've got, I think, a 4.5-game cushion on the Lakers to stay at the fourth spot, but they're also far enough, well, they're about 2 games back from the Clippers. You think Denver's sitting there saying, oh, we're so happy that we get the Lakers in the first round? Of course they're not. And I'm just looking at it, obviously, from a Lakers perspective. I think yes, you're trying to take the road that makes most sense in the big picture, in the big scheme of things, and I'll take the Clippers just a little bit later in the playoffs. Let's go to Ted in Fullerton. Ted, what's going on? Thank you for calling in.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Ted.
I'm not a Clipper fan. I'm a Laker fan, first of all, and I hope we do get the Clippers in the first round. That way, once we beat them, it'll make them not much less knowing that it's L.A. Laker town, not the Clipper town.
Ted, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you, and I love the enthusiasm there. I don't think anybody thinks that it's not a Laker town. So I that every time I hear that as, well, you know, watch out for the Clippers because, you know, we got to let them know it's a Lakers. There's nothing to prove on that front. I mean, for the Clippers, the one thing they're trying to prove is can they get past the second round? If you want to get past the second round, which that franchise has never done in its history, don't play the Lakers in the first round. Mark in Mission, Texas. Mark, what's going on?
What's going on, Sliwa?
Thank you for calling in, bud.
One of your viewers from your YouTube channel, the post-game show after the post-game show. Just wanted to call in and give my two cents about what I've seen the last couple games with AD back.
Please do.
It seems that, like, before we were doing a lot of high pick and roll with the Dennis Schroeder, and now that AD's back, it seems like they're trying to force everything through AD, and they're going away from what they were doing so good. Like, the little jump shot free throw, you know, that Dennis Schroeder was doing. Mm-hmm. And it seems like, you know, they keep on forcing Morris the three-point shot. He's not making any three-point shots. Like, he's 0 for who knows how many.
Yeah, he's been struggling.
And it seems that, yeah, they need to keep three-point shooters in there now that AD's back. They have to have, KCP have the guy from Houston that likes what we got. And, just more three-point shooters. And so do a little bit more drive and dish, or have, you know, whenever they throw the double team, they have a three-point shooter out there. And Morris is just not doing it for me. But, I just want to get your thoughts. Like, what do you think, you know, about the high pick and roll? Like, they're getting away from it. They're forcing stuff through AD. Your thoughts on that. Thank
Mark,
you so much, Sliwa.
Appreciate
Don't
it.
Don't be late. Don't be late. Don't be late.
Mark, appreciate you calling in. I got another post-game show. I mean, how many am I doing here? Let me say this. On that front, on the Anthony Davis part, no, I'm okay with the Lakers. I'm okay with, first of all, I want AD to get the ball more on the block. That's one thing that I would prefer. That's number one. The second thing about the three-point shooting, you know, when I hear Michael, I pay attention. When him and John are doing the broadcast, I always like listening to the two of them as they go back and they kind of figure out, all right, what's wrong here, what's wrong there. Michael was saying, I'm kind of glad the Lakers aren't taking as many threes because they've been so dependent on it. You know, I know they say you live and die by the three. Well, the Lakers, unfortunately, have been on the opposite side of that, and it's happening too many times. I think the Lakers, as much as we want to talk about them from an offensive perspective, you can't give up 116 to the Wizards. That, to me, is the difference. Play some defense. Get back to that team that knows how to play defense. And obviously, Lakers can get back on the winning track. I know we got a lot of calls waiting. When we come back, we'll take more of your calls. 877-710-ESPN. Stay right here. Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. Larry the Laker on Twitter. AD looked awesome late. Vogel's still working on rotations. Newer Lakers still need to learn just how hard teams come at the Lakers. Larry's referring to every game that the Lakers play is a championship game for another team, so definitely get that one. David Israel just writes, sixth seed. Thank you, David, for that fascinating display of depth on that tweet. Quick shout-out here, Coors Seltzer. Rocky Mountain Refreshment, now in a hard seltzer, and check this out. Every 12-pack purchased refreshes our rivers with 500 gallons of water. Now that's refreshing. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, brewed in Fort Worth, Texas. Details at CoorsSeltzer.com. Lakers lose 116-107. So I want to take a couple more phone calls here, and then we'll kind of start previewing what the Lakers got coming up. 877-710-ESPN. By the way, Travis and Sliwa show coming up right after this until 9 o'clock, so we'll continue to kind of keep this conversation going on a local level. Let's go to Jay in Hollywood. Jay, what's going on?
Hey, look, I'm going to just get straight to it. Mm-hmm. Let me get this straight. So Frank Vogel comes in, first season, wins a championship in the pandemic, comes out of the pandemic in a rush season, no disrespect, NBA, we get it, and Laker fans are in a panic and think he doesn't know how to coach, and we're all worried because a hot and streaking Wizards team came into town and beat us, and LeBron James hasn't even put on shoes yet. I don't get it.
Jay, how long have you been watching Lakers?
I've been watching the Lakers since I came out the womb. I've been listening to the show.
So how long?
You came
so
on the show.
Just give me years. How many years?
We talking 84 on.
Okay. So the reason why I asked you that question is after the Lakers beat Orlando on Monday, Did you listen to a lot of the callers? There were celebrations out there. When Lakers lose...
Sure. No, I understand the panic of Laker fans. I've been there. I've since meditated and found the realization.
And sometimes I'm that. Sometimes I'm that.
For sure.
I find myself in that situation. Okay, so you're not worried, big picture with the Lakers. Do you care whether they play the Clippers in the first round or not?
We can play the Clippers in any round. I'm not going to say that that's an easy out, but that's an out. I'm not worried about the Clippers. I am, however, concerned about Laker Nation. Mm-hmm. What we have to understand as Laker Nation is this. All of this extreme worry will only create a panic that will prevent progress. Excuse the alliteration. I think we have to get to a place where we're not panicked, but it's not like we're getting all proud of ourselves, the Laker exceptionalism that can kind of plague us. I'm not talking about that. We need to be focused and ready. The true test of this team will be when LeBron is back. Frank Vogel will then be able to put in and implement the rotations that I'm sure he and the coaching staff that we have. Let's not disrespect our wonderful coaching staff that brought us a championship, Laker Nation. That's all. That's all.
Jay, call in.
They've done a great job.
Call in anytime. I appreciate it. You kind of
you got it, Sewell. Hold it down. Bring that Chinatown music back. What's up?
You calm the nerves down here in L.A.
Oh, well, one quick thing, though, about AD in the post. Mm-hmm. I do hear that, and I feel like we want to start putting him in there to be dominant more, but let's let him get his shooting stroke back. Let's let him find his place back on the court, because here's the reality. Once we get into the playoffs, Drummond, Marc Gasol, I think, might get a little few more minutes if a shot is stroken, but Drummond and Harrell and some of these guys aren't going to be getting the minutes they're seeing now. It's going to be the AD and LeBron show, and it's going to be on our shooters to hit shots, and the championship will come.
Appreciate
not worried
it, Jay.
About the Clippers, though. Come on, y'all.
Appreciate it, Jay. Thank you, man. Thank you for calling in. But I think there's a difference here. I think there's a difference between panic and being disappointed. Like, if you ask me coming out of this game in these last four games, I'm disappointed, not panicked. I mean, panicked is you're down 3-1 in a series and you're not sure if you're actually going to win that series in the playoffs. That's panic. Even if the Lakers did fall back and they're in a play-in tournament and lost the first game, I'd definitely probably be panicking a little bit. But I don't think that scenario is going to play out. But what Jay is trying to reference is everything's going to be fine. I don't think that everyone who's called in or they're reacting to this loss against the Washington Wizards with still 10 games left to go in the season, with Anthony Davis just coming back and with LeBron James still not in the lineup, I don't think people are panicking in the sense that Lakers are just going to drop 9 of the next 10 games. But I think there's also a disappointment that you expect this team with this roster, and Jay, as you mentioned, this coaching staff and the championship quality players they have on this team, to win some of these games. There's nothing wrong with that. I didn't think we were going to lose to the Wizards tonight. I really didn't. I thought there was enough there, enough obviously with Anthony Davis, that the Lakers would be fine. It didn't happen, and Russell Westbrook just absolutely... has done, and we know he's had an unbelievable season, but kind of getting a chance to see it firsthand is something special as well. Okay, a couple more calls here. Joe in Anaheim. Joe, what's going on? You're on the Pizza Hut Lakers post game show.
Hey, I just want to mention that while we're not panicking as Lakers fan, there's a lot of concern here. When you get out-rebounded by a team that is really not known to be a tall team, that's troubling. Anthony Davis, I know the Lakers fans are really high on him, but he's been disappointing, to be honest with you. He has missed a lot of games. He's always hurt. And when you put him in the game, obviously it's third game back, but he has not shown the ability to carry a team on his back and try to force a win. If you can beat the Wizards, you know, you have no business claiming that, you know, it's going to be a cakewalk for the Lakers, you know, all the way through the finals. I think, I hate to say this, but the Lakers are ripe for losing in the first round if they play Denver or Clippers, because LeBron hasn't played with Andre Drummond and Anthony Davis yet. There's less than 10 games or maybe 10 games left to go. And by the time LeBron comes back, the first round, I think, is very problematic for the Lakers. I can see it going maybe 7 game. But there's a good chance that if the Lakers get either Clippers or Denver, that they would be in trouble because they're not showing that they can win without LeBron. And I'm not sure if you bring in LeBron as good as he is, that he's going to cure everything, including rebounding and everything
Joe,
else. And
Joe, what's crazy? Joe, what's crazy? What's crazy? And I appreciate you calling. We got to end the show here. What's crazy is he actually can, and that's LeBron James. That's how special he is. I'm not saying they should just depend on that, but he actually can. Okay, we got a number of calls that still want to talk Lakers basketball. Travis and the Travis and Sliwa show is coming up next, so we're going to go till 9 o'clock. So if you guys still want to be a part of this, 877-710-ESPN. Travis and I are coming up next. Lakers next broadcast, obviously coming up on Friday against the Kings. Thank you for all the calls, all the tweets. This has been the Pizza Hut Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.